Well, Nancy, I was just reading a very interesting article in the Times, not the Seattle Times, I'm referring now to that sleazy imitator on the East Coast in New York, about this new trend that is apparently driving chefs and diners, too, really nutso, and that is people taking pictures of their food in restaurants. Now, I haven't even seen this, and I have to admit, I'm not going to complain about this because I haven't seen it, and I think even if I did, it would amuse me, definitely, but it wouldn't really bug me. But apparently, it's making a lot of people pretty mad.
Well, this has been going on for a long time, Stein, and it goes to show where I eat and where you eat, because I see people taking pictures of the food all the time. And even more interestingly, I tend to be one of those people, or at least I used to be one of those people.
But you've got a legit reason,
pictures all the time. But see, this is what makes me laugh. Let me just tell you a story. I love this. So okay. This was, I don't remember when Cafe Juanita changed hands in Kirkland, his wonderful restaurant, and when Holly Smith bought it. It was at least, I think it was at least 10 years ago. I was reviewing the place. So I was there with my husband and another couple. Oh, my friend got up because she wanted to take a picture of us, not of our food. You know, I thought, oh no, don't take a picture. They're going to look at me. They're going to look at me and they're going to know I'm the restaurant critic, because this is before anybody knew what I look like. Then I realized that's when people were starting to take pictures. People take pictures all the time in restaurants, but they used to take pictures of each other, and now they're always taking pictures of food. And I admit that particularly when I had the blog, I took photos all the time, but I felt like, you know, I had a professional excuse for doing so, and I don't think that's true of many of the people who do.
Well, why are they doing it? Why would anybody want to take a picture of their food, and who would they send this picture to, and who would care?
Well, I think that's interesting, Stein, because the big news this week in the food world is that food spotting, it's an app for your smartphone. Take a photograph of something, and then you say where you are, and it shows the photo. Now, why would you want to do this? It's a social media thing. It's like your least favorite thing, Twitter.
But right? What's the point?
The point is, I was there, and you were not. But one of the reasons why this story is so interesting is that food spotting, the people who came up with this application, just got sold for $10 million to OpenTable. And OpenTable is an online reservation service that also provides a lot of good information about restaurants. So if you looked on Yelp, for instance, let's say you want to go to a restaurant, and you thought, well, what do they have there? You can look at sites like Yelp, and a lot of people post photographs. Why they do it, I don't know, because what they're doing, and Urban Spoon, it's the same thing. These are websites where people will go to get information about restaurants, and folks are doing this for free for them. So the folks who came up with these ideas are great, because they've got Joe Blow out there taking pictures for him. The story in the New York Times was complaining about how restaurateurs were not so thrilled that people were taking pictures in their dining rooms. But, you know, in a lot of ways, what you're doing is providing free advertising if you post it to a social network. The photographer is providing free advertising for the restaurant, and who wouldn't want that?
Well, I see your point. I guess what the chefs object to is that it appears to be getting kind of disruptive. They describe one guy who stood on a chair, you know, so he could get an overhead shot of everything.
Yeah, well, I would get the hook for that guy.
Get the hook. Well, I remain utterly baffled by this. Not offended, I hasten to point out, but completely baffled. But eaters, do you take pictures of your food in restaurants? And why do you do that? Let us know at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.